presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
I always almost forget to record, but y'all don't need to hear that guy anyway, right? So, welcome to our party, the Hour of Enlightenment, and hopefully, unlike many other times recently, Blog Talk Radio will behave. Can't promise it. Last time, it just, 15 minutes before, we couldn't take callers. And that's why this is all callers night. We have the lovely Denise Ramon, excellent channel, excellent healer. She's all that in a bag of chips. Okay, and you know that. You will find her information in the description box of the YouTube, because this will become a YouTube. But Paola will also put a splash screen on. So I want to say hello to everybody. I love you. Denise, I love you. And, of course, Eric, I love you, too, in case you forgot, because I just told you today already.
Well, Eric, he's like, I like to hear it over and over and over. So he said, I love you, Mom. And of course, I love you as well. And love the work that you do.
Thank you. And I love the work you do. All right. So the first thing I want to ask, we're going to take calls, only calls, right? Guys, there's no guests. Somebody just wrote this in a text. And it's somebody we know, and I do not want to divulge her name because she asked me not to.
Good.
Hi, Alisa. Eric mentioned to me some people have been calling in with fake scenarios or questions to mess with the mediums. Some even paid for private appointments with ill intentions of putting off the medium and trying to harm the Channeling Eric reputation. You can double-check with Eric using the pendulum, which I'm not that good at. If there are any callers or questions that give off uncertain energy, I'll just say I'm going to pass on it. I think it would be a good idea to let the other mediums know, too, once you confirm. So what's going on? Is that really true, or is it some...
Yes, it is true. I do get that. And I get that. I've done that a few times on the Ask Eric question. And because things just didn't add up. So I would say, I'll ask for a little bit more information because it just doesn't add up. Yes, I get that feeling too. And it's not just me being paranoid. But yes, now do they book appointment to throw the mediums off? Eric tells me that has happened at least once. But the medium, whoever it happened to, knows because they're not able to read the person. Because there's an energy in the reading. And just like we get people who are resistant to it or very skeptic or don't believe, there's a resistance to the energy. So we can't read you if you don't allow it. And so somebody that's trying to do this to prove us wrong, we can feel that energy. We may not go into it thinking, oh, they're trying to scam us or do whatever. But we know that there's a difficulty in there. And
let's take names. And kick ass, man. If there's anybody that does that, I want to know who they are so I can block them. And so I can first confirm it and then totally block them. So if you guys want to mess with us, you're fighting against the divine. So you're wasting your time, okay? Eric, the divine is much more powerful than in the dark, okay?
Right. And Eric says, let them waste their money.
Go ahead.
What it does do, though, he says for the medium, it empowers them because it makes them look inward more it gets us into our truth more, and it really does. It empowers us because we know, this wasn't me. This was that person.
Yeah. All right, so hopefully the other mediums will listen and hear this and definitely, take names, like a hall monitor.
Yeah.
All right, I've got some things from international, not very many, but just bear with me. I will get to a lot of you who are actually calling in now. So, Michelle Edler, I had a strong bond. I need to give some backstory because I read it. She gave me many pages, but I told her to condense it. So, I had a strong bond with a man named Alex since 1991, a friend. But our friendship ended abruptly when a secret romance with his close friend, Aneske, Aneske, caused problems. Aneske was addicted to alcohol and sleeping pills and almost died from stopping cold turkey in 2017. I tried to warn Aneske about Alice marrying her for her money, but she did not believe and eventually married him in 2021. It's almost finished. I became aware of Alex's involvement in black magic and a secret life of crime. Aneska died in April 2023. Spirit visited me, claiming Alex refused her basic needs, causing her death. I feel an urgency from Aneska's spirit to tell me something important, but I struggle to understand what it is. I mean, Michelle here has gifts. Questioning if someone's life is in danger or if assistance is needed for Aneska's dogs still living with Alex. I want to make peace with Aneska and seek Eric's help in understanding her message. So, Eric, what is Aneska trying to tell Michelle?
Well, Eric says that the soul, it's not that the soul is unrested and, like, can't get comfortable, but the soul, he's telling me, is wanting, it's almost like an urgency to tell what's going on in there, the information that's going on in there. But Eric says, you know, you want to keep yourself safe also.
Yeah.
So you don't just want to just go in there blindly and start doing things. So Eric just says, be real careful. And as you get to, I want to say not more comfortable, but as you get to, Eric shows me as you get more comfortable sitting down more, it's how he's explaining it.
Sitting in your own power?
Not being the anxiousness of it, because she does feel stuff, so there is an anxiousness.
Yeah.
But when you get out of that anxiousness, what Eric says, more information will be revealed to you, and you'll know which direction to go. But Eric says, you know, be careful. Just be careful.
The dogs?
Eric told me when you mentioned the dogs are okay.
What about Alex? Is he a danger still?
Eric says that Alex is able to care of himself.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like, I feel like he's okay, you know, like he's,
but he's not a danger to someone else, like Michelle?
I don't get that he's a danger to Michelle, because Alex is real smart, very intelligent, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So he knows where not to tiptoe into and stuff. And also, Alex puts on a real good front.
Sounds like it.
You know? Yeah, like he can really sound like the charmer, the most compassionate, giving individual and stuff. And yeah, that it's like the most, like, you would go to him for fundraising. It's just, he just sounds like this all loving, encompassing person. But he can't keep that up for a very long time. So that's why, Eric says it's like the curtains are closed, the blinds are shut down, and there's not much outdoor activity with this person.
All right, one last question. Any message from Aneska that will put Michelle's mind at ease? And then I have the next international caller.
Eric is telling me that, you know, there's going to be something that comes out about all of this. There's going to be some information about all of this. And I feel like I don't know if it's something through some other behavior that goes on that's going to raise the question, but I just feel like the records aren't sealed on this. More because Eric shows me that the books are open. I feel like other people are questioning, like, there's an uneasiness about the passing.
Okay.
Like there's like somebody, things don't feel right.
So you can't get, Eric, you can't bring Aneska forward for a message?
she's here. She's here, you know, kind of in the, like in the lobby, Eric says. But Eric says, you know, you need to be careful what you say on YouTube.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so maybe Michelle needs to have a session with you, Denise, or one of the other mediums.
Yeah, a private meeting.
All right.
That's what I get also. Okay. And it doesn't have to be me. It can be any medium.
Fine. Suzanne Taylor from England. If you can, could I ask Eric, will I get a paid job at a nursery school? As I'm going to do volunteering first, I've applied to two schools, hoping one will take me on for paid work. Suzanne Taylor, England.
So Eric says, yes, she will get paid because they really, because the way she dotes over the children, she really loves children. And so they are going to offer her a paying job. Yes, they will.
Nice. All right, yeah. Barbara C., I have severe problems with weakness and pain in the muscles, which I've told your mom about. What would help me? Can Atlantis Scalar Healing be helpful? If so, which should I choose? Weakness and pain of the muscles. And also, what's the spiritual reason? I mean, why?
Well, Eric says there's a vitamin deficiency that she has. She's not absorbing some vitamins. So he says getting some blood work done if possible.
Yeah.
To see where she's deficient.
Well, it sounds like it could be B12 because that's one that people with pernicious anemia, it's called, cannot absorb it. And so they have to have shots or sublingual. And that can cause all sorts of muscle and nerve problems. And it's very common in Scandinavians, you know, and Northern Europeans, not very common, but what happens is you can eat all the B12 you want, but you can either have an antibody attacking the antiparietal cell, which is in the lining of the stomach, and that secretes intrinsic factor, which is the factor that grabs B12 and drags it into the bloodstream. Or you can have an antibody against intrinsic factor itself. So, yeah, she needs to get her B12 and the B12-related antibodies that I just mentioned checked, possibly. But basically, just start with a blood count. So right now, I think that let's start with that and not get any scatter work.
Yeah. Eric says do that because then you'll get an idea of where you are. But, you know, he does say, and he goes, the work that you do, Mom, is really beneficial. So what it can do is when she gets her blood work done and she can see where she's deficient, he's saying the microbiome can help boost
that. Everybody. Oh, my God. But, so thyroid, make sure ultra-sensitive TSH, make sure chemistry panel, blood count. That's basically the basics that I think everybody can get annually or every couple of years. All right, let's take somebody from the 412 area code because we miss her every time. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Lisa. It's hi, Denise. Hi, Eric. Thanks for taking my call. Hi. Well, I lost my 20-year-old son, Jacob. It'll be 2 years in May.
Unbelievable.
And, it is. And, you know, I'm really struggling so much. But this year, all his friends are graduating from college, which he would be too, and moving on with their lives. And they just got back from spring break in Mexico, and he died. He's dead. And, you know, I don't know.
Oh, he's got his own spring break going on, I'm sure. He's probably partying his ass off with Eric and others.
I hope you're right.
I know.
And I wanted to let Eric know that I've been asking him for help because I need help. And I tell him, you know, I'm friends with your mom. Please help me. And I was wondering if there's any scalar energy thing that I could take to help with this. It's really debilitating at this stage, this grief. And I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of all his friends, mom.
I get it.
Son.
Like,
I know
I was pissed off. Lori, I was so upset. And I told Denise when we did our thing on grief yesterday, I was so upset that I woke up the next morning and the earth was still spinning on its axis. How dare
yes.
I?
How
I was
can
so
it be?
Upset.
I know. And I just, you know, everyone moves on. And but I wanted to ask Jacob. I want to thank him. He continues to give me many signs. Right now I have four smiley faces in the mirror going on. And, you know,
hey,
I wanted to know.
Where's my smiley face, Eric? God. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I wanted to know if he saw they did a memorial honor for him video at Penn State during FON. And I was wondering if he had a message for his mom. And he's in my dreams now more often than he was. And I just, you know, I want to hear something from him because I miss him so much. If he's there.
Again, Lori, I mean, I feel your pain. I do. I feel it.
I know. I know you understand. I know that. You understand. I know.
I mean, it's, there's never a good enough answer as to why it's time for these type of moments. But Eric is telling me that him and Jacob are, he says, we're partying it up in a different way where there's nothing but a lot of fun and laughter. And the way Eric shows me him and Jacob are doing it, it's like, they're in this pool with all this laughter and all this joy and fun. And as they're doing and they're splashing, all of that is falling down on you and the people around him. So they're all giving that out. That's how they're doing their fun in that. Jacob does say when they did that memorial for them, I don't know if anybody mentioned it, and I got chills. He said he was like, I feel like he was a prankster, like he liked to play jokes and stuff on people.
He was messing
with people on there when they were doing stuff like, you know, he showed me like he pinched somebody's bottom and messing with somebody's hair, like if they like perfect hair, he messed with their hair, you know, like a brush of wind came by or whatever, you know, he was doing that kind of stuff. And I do feel like it kind of jarred people, like, was that Jacob? Or, you know, it kind of got them in another direction, which is a very good thing to do.
Jacob
says, hang in there, Mom. He says, relief is coming. He's making sure relief is on its way. There are more signs coming to you that you're just going to know there's no way this could happen unless it was Jacob. So there's more signs coming your way. And I feel like he's a prankster, like Eric, the way
he is.
His energy is real bubbly and everything.
Fun.
So just know things. So if you trip when you're walking, just know it's him messing with you. Or another thing he says, he likes to pull on people's shoestrings. So if you find your shoelaces undone or other people around the family find their shoes, that is him doing that. He just thinks that is so fun to do.
That's
yeah.
So
he had a lot of life and fun.
Which makes it more difficult. Would any scanner work, or is it just about tincture of time?
Well, Eric says, you know, the scanner work, you know, of course you have to go through the process, but you can have help, you know, boosters. And he, right away, when she was first talking about Eric's, is the one with love.
Oh, boosters have love.
That,
okay.
Yeah, that will really help with that.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it? I'm sorry.
The boosters self love. It's amazing how the love that I send and the energy can change. Like, one person had medullary sponge kidney and had to have, I can't remember her name, had to have surgeries all the time to remove them. But I did the main service on her, and of course I sent so much love. And she hadn't had to have any operations to remove stones, but she passed one, you know, like last week, that looked like a lotus flower. It was crazy.
That's so weird. My God.
I know. It's like the Emotos, you know, water experiment, right?
Well, I'm gonna try that because my self love is low, and if you could just tell my son how much I love him, how much we miss him.
He knows.
He knows.
He hears you, and right now he's squeezing your heart because he wants you to feel that love, the love you have for him. He's giving that back to you full force.
Awesome.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
The bottom of your feet itching, that's him.
Says,
Okay.
Oh my gosh,
right,
that's awesome.
So
thanks,
much.
Lori.
Thank you.
Thanks for being.
Take care.
Yeah.
Take care, Lori.
Thanks for being patient because I know you've had to wait. She finally figured out, well, you know, you had to call like 15 minutes before pretty much. Okay, let's see. We have the 530 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, my name is Lana. I'm sure Eric knows that already. I am having some medical issues with my foot, and I am just wondering if I could get some insight from Eric on what's going on and how to treat it.
Medical issues with your what?
With my left.
Can I read a little bit about what your mom wrote to me?
Yes.
Is that okay? So your mom,
yes.
Julia B, my 20-year-old daughter, Lana, has has experienced sudden onset of a foot and leg that has turned purple, black, blue, swollen, super painful. We are on day 11 of this after she had seen a podiatrist for pain in her left big toe. The podiatrist gave her two cortisone injections in her toe. A week later, her foot became swollen and discolored. I don't know if that was because of the original or because of the intervention. Who knows? She hasn't been able to walk on it in 11 days. More now, obviously. So this was the 28th of February. A couple of docs who, we have been to three ERs and saw a rheumatologist and vascular specialist to figure out what is happening. A couple of docs who saw her said it was complex regional pain syndrome, but we are waiting a full body CT with dye contrast angiogram and an MRI to really figure it out. Either way, she isn't responding to medication. Any infection has been ruled out, but the nerve could have been damaged during the injections and the body is attacking herself. Don't know. Very concerned. Basically, is there a scalar surface? Well, first, let's just talk about not scalar surface. What is going on? Was it because of the injection or was it because of the whatever went on that prompted the podiatrist to give the injections? Eric, please.
Well, Eric is showing me that it's something to do with the injection. So I don't know if she's allergic to what was in the medicine of the injection. But for some reason, he's showing me how when that happened, it just like didn't go as well as planned of what it was supposed to do.
Well, cortisone is an anti-allergic medication, so it's hard to get. I don't know if there's even an allergy to cortisone unless there was some other thing in it. So like Marcaine or some. People are allergic to canes, like lidocaine, marcaine, et cetera. I mean, so that certainly is a possibility. Does she have complex regional pain syndrome? Or more importantly, what imaging will finalize the diagnosis?
And also, is it a vascular issue?
Or is it vascular issues, you said?
Yeah, is it vascular? Is it neurological? Is it autoimmune? Is it trauma, local trauma from the injection, allergy to whatever's in the injection.
Well, when you were reading that, Eric was telling me it's vascular.
Okay.
It's something to do with that. But Eric also says when you were reading it, when you're saying getting a CT scan and an MRI, I think the CT scan is going to show up something.
Yeah, the CT angiogram with Doc.
Yeah, that's going to show something to where they'll want to do an MRI even more to get a closer look at it even more.
Have they done vascular ultrasounds, et cetera, any vascular studies, venous and arterial?
They have only done an ultrasound on my leg and a CT on my leg. They haven't done a CT or venogram of my chest yet.
Well, did they do contrast with the CT of the leg?
Yes, they did, but my vascular doctor said that it was inconclusive, that the CT really didn't show what they were looking for because it could be a small vein issue or there could be a vein being compressed in my chest.
So they need a venogram, probably, an arteriogram or whatever.
Yes, we're working on
autoimmune.
I'm not getting that from Eric, that autoimmune, but what he is telling me, in the meantime, Elena, because he says the way your leg is, it's almost like of course, because it's devastating, but he says spend some time like just putting your hands over it and just loving that leg.
Yeah.
You know, when I say
loving
that
white light.
Leg, like,
yeah.
Yes, and just really like an oil or something or lotion, whatever you can put on it, just rub on it, you know, a little bit and just like really thank the leg for what it's doing for you so far and how much you appreciate the healing that it's doing, because I feel like, I don't know, Eric says this is a part of your journey to help you to start tapping into your abilities. Because he says you're a healer.
Yeah. And we all have the power to heal ourselves. You know that, Lana. You can heal that on your own. So.
But Eric says there will be a resolution to all of this. But as it is right now, I feel like the doctors are kind of baffled, you know.
Anyway, any imaging results, any labs, anything you send me, because, you know, I have a very strong intuition medically. I do. I guess it's channel, but maybe there's a way I can help, and maybe you won't need scalar energy. I don't want to do scalar energy if I don't have a diagnosis. So, I mean, I don't want to waste your money, frankly. But there's a resolution, and Eric, you and the rest of the Divine team are going to help, right?
Eric says yes, because I feel like Eric's working with them.
Good. All right, good. Are you on any birth control pills or hormones of any sort?
Yes, I am on a birth control pill. I have been for a little over a year now.
Well, that might be your problem. That can cause little clots.
Yeah.
I've heard that. My mom is here with
Lisa.
Me now.
Who else is with you? I just came in.
Hey, Julia. Well, do they know, the doctors know that you're on this? And they didn't tell you to stop it?
That we found out about a year ago, her pituitary is producing too much hormone, and it was causing her ovarian cysts. And she's only like 19 at the time. And we had to have surgeries for her her ovarian cysts. And the birth control, because no pituitary.
You're breaking up. Julie, you're breaking up a lot.
Shoot.
She was just saying that they had put me on the birth control after my surgery to remove my ovarian cyst.
Have you asked them if you can get off of it for a while to see what happens to your foot?
Yes, I can consult my doctor about that for sure.
I mean, do they all know? Do the vascular experts know what your GYN knows? Because sometimes they don't talk well together. So anyway, find out, because that might be the problem, that you have little clots from the birth control pills.
Okay, thank you so much.
Brett, send me everything you got, if you don't mind. All right,
yes,
thank you,
course.
Julia and Anna, appreciate it. Usually it's a horse and not a zebra, people. No, it's true. If you hear, as a doctor, if you hear hoof beats, it's not a zebra usually. And also another one is, if you, the more diseases you give somebody, the less likely you are to be right. So, all right, 805 area code, 805, I should say. 805 area code, how you doing?
Donna in California, how are you?
Hey, Donna. What's up?
Hi. Hi, Donna. Hi. Yeah, I wanted to ask Eric if my finances are getting better because I owe so much money on my credit cards and everything. And I,
oh, my God. 41% of the population is up to their eyeballs. 41% of the American population is up to their eyeballs. It's horrible.
Oh,
one of my kids
huh?
included.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. Oh, boy. To see it getting better, like a windfall, inheritance, anything, a luck. I'm in a raffles. I have in a couple raffles to win stuff, and yeah. So I'm just hoping for a miracle.
Yeah. What can she do? She needs financial abundance.
Yep.
Well, Eric says first of all, stop looking at it that you don't have enough.
Yeah.
Because that right there is.
It'll keep you there.
Yeah. So when you're entering raffles and doing all this other stuff, hoping you get more, it's your your thought process is what's keeping you from winning it because you're desperate, he says, for this.
Well, I don't blame her.
But saying this is why it's So Eric says, sit down with somebody that can help you to organize your finances, your bills and what you have and how much you got going in to see where, because he says you don't have a clear direction of where everything's going and coming. And that would be really good, he's showing me, for you to iron that out. Get someone that can help you, someone that you can trust and someone that you know who isn't going to shame you for the debt that you're in because you're not alone, But I just see him showing me, like, get everything organized so you can see what's going. And
well, is there anything good? Is there any form of abundance that's coming possibly?
Yeah, but it's almost like, she's got to get her affairs in order.
And then it will come in.
Then things will come in. And, of course, Eric is wanting me to tell you, just don't use your credit cards anymore, regardless.
No, I can't. 29% daily. It's very high. And after
horrible.
I get my monthly money, that allows me $500 a month to spend. So...
one of my kids is going through the same thing, and she's the one that can least afford it. She's got four kids.
Eric says four kids.
Oh,
so
wow,
Eric,
that's tough.
Look into places, though, Donna. Look into places that can give you some assistance so that you're not having to use your money for things. Like, I don't know, Eric's just saying there's places that can give you money assistance, maybe for food, maybe for...
I get all those assistances.
Do what?
But still, now
you get this.
My car insurance went way up. Oh, gosh.
Bidenomics, hello.
Yeah. The car insurance, I think everywhere acceptable.
I know.
Yeah.
Terrible. Okay, Eric and the Divine Team, please help her. And again,
there is stuff. I feel like there is stuff coming her way, but it's not like a narrow path to go through. So this is where he's, and I would say listen to some things, read some things, listen to it on YouTube or some music that opens you up to where you can start seeing and feeling abundance. And I'll tell you, one of the things Eric told me years ago was, look at the abundance of the blue sky or the gray sky, whatever color it is. If you live in a large city, look at the abundance of traffic. Start seeing it as an abundance.
Yeah, look at abundance everywhere. And look at all the abundance you have in your life. Like you're waking up in your vertical instead of horizontal, man. And mm-hmm. you know, that see everything that is good in your life, even if it's small.
Yeah.
I have the ability to smell, whereas my friend that had COVID does not. Things like that. If you can just change your perspective, somehow that creates a vacuum that sucks in abundance. So, yeah.
It does. It really does. Because then you're out of a place of lack, and now you've opened up the windows so that the universe can start bringing you abundance. Now, are you going to have a bank account with a few extra $1,000 in it? Eric is probably right, not right now, but you will definitely have everything you need, and you will be okay.
Good. You'll be okay. Anyway, Eric, you help her.
Thank you.
And with your team, please. Donna, we're rooting for you, sweetie.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Take care, Donna.
You too. All right.
Five. Car insurance is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Oh. Hi there.
518 Erica, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Val. I'm in New York.
Hey, Val. Where are you from? New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What can we do for you?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Two things I'm curious about.
Where does she
about.
Start?
What?
Where does she start, Val saying?
Where do I start? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. One is about work and what you see going on. And the other, I don't know if you want me to wait on the other till you finish this or just tell it all now.
Well, let's see how long this one takes. Just in case, because
okay.
we have so many callers.
Okay.
So what do you mean what's going on with work? Can you give it a little more?
Yeah, I'm just like at work, but what do you see coming up around work as far as opportunities where I am or where other opportunities outside of where I am or no opportunities?
Can you get more specific? Like, are you going to get a raise? Are you going to change your career? Or can you give ask a more specific?
I guess I'm just kind of wondering, like, anything like that. Anything what you see. I'm not trying to be closed, but I don't even know where to go with this one, I guess.
But
just kind of anything.
I get it. So what, Eric? What does she need to hear and know?
Eric says, Val, that they're, like, are they reorganizing stuff within your department or within your company? Because I feel like they're reorganizing some areas, and so what used to be one big area, they're going to make it into, like, say, two to three different little areas that's going to create new opportunities.
Maybe they haven't even started yet. Yeah. Sorry.
And it could be that they haven't started yet, but I just see where they're going to – Eric has shown me that they're creating more opportunities within the company that you work for.
Huh.
So
okay.
Opportunities for growth and movement.
Good.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm not aware if they are or not. That's kind of why I said I'm kind of stuck even where to ask or start on this one. So if they're doing that, will I be considered? Am I being looked at? If they've already started putting it into place, will I be looked at for another opportunity? Like, will they say, maybe she'll, you know?
Yes, I feel the way Eric shows me that they're looking at everybody, but I don't feel like that you will be an oversight for them.
Good.
And Eric says the reason why you're asking this question is because you feel a shift in the energy at work.
Ooh.
So this is why you're asking the question. And usually there are, when people who are sensitive energies, they can feel when something's going on in the office.
And you might not even be aware of it. So, Eric, what does she need to do from a practical standpoint to get things moving?
Well, keep doing what you're doing. Eric says, don't complain to people, though.
No,
I don't. And I don't let anybody complain to me.
Good for you, girl. All right.
Yeah, when somebody comes up where I'm working and they want to talk about someone else, I'm like, nope, not here.
Excellent.
Good for you. Good. Because let me tell you, that is being looked at.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Good,
good.
Who are good coworkers, et cetera. Good.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Darling,
thank you. If I see, Okay, and the other, oh, I was going to say the other quick, I'll make it very quick, I'm sorry, it's possible. There's someone I've been trying to reconnect with from my past. It was hostile. I just sent him a text, very friendly, very light, nothing about, you know, like past, nothing about anything major. Just, hey, how's it going, da-da-da-da-da, would love to hear from you, you know, and catch up a little bit. How do you see, what, number one, was it received and read? And what, if it was, what, like, what will come of it?
What's the initials of the person?
J.M.
J.M. Any chance with J.M.? Real quickly, because we have so many people.
Yeah, I know.
Not right now.
I didn't hear you.
Eric says not right now. Not right now. Yeah.
Oh,
that doesn't mean
okay. Never. Okay. Okay. Hope not. Hey, thank you so much. God bless you both. Thank you, Eric.
God bless you. Bye,
Val.
Help her with that job, Eric, please. All right, got somebody from the 818. I mean, yeah, 818. Yeah. 818.
Hi,
Erica.
Mama.
Hi,
Mama Bear. This is Rochelle from Southern California.
Michelle, I know you are sweet, morbidly bear.
I'm having such a hard time right now. I ended up in the emergency room for the mold in my house. Mm. And like we discussed before, it's extensive. Mm. And I'm just beyond myself because this will be the third time in 9 months that I've moved. I don't know if I'm going to have a home after this. I'm really scared with everything. I have this feeling where I don't trust the landlord, and I don't know. I mean, a home is really important, and I don't know if I should move out of this area.
I mean, is he going to fix the mold? Because we talked about this before. Is he going to fix it?
Well, he kind of like tried to backpedal and told me, oh, in Southern California, it's so dry, you don't get mold. And then I told him, I said, the doctor told me I'm allergic to mold, and this ended me up in the emergency room. I've been sick for 2 months.
Wait, do you have proof of mold? I mean, photographs or anything like that?
That's what he's supposed to be doing right now is tests. And I haven't heard back from him. I had to leave the house because I can't breathe. I'm coughing up green. It's horrible. And it's almost been a week. I haven't heard from him, but I can't go back and live there. My immune system can't handle it. It's that bad, and no one else should live in that place.
You might need to get an expert to find that proof and then, you know, threaten him to pay for that testing and to take care of it, or you will fucking take him to court. I mean, this is awful. It's so
it
bad
is
for you.
It's going to be awful. I just want to move now. I don't trust him.
All right, so Eric,
I don't want to be homeless.
Eric says this is a good way to get out of your contract if you want to be out of it, you know. But Eric says he's telling me there is legal repercussions. He is legally obligated to take care of. So if you have proof or whatever, Eric is saying even her hospital records will show that she's allergic to mold.
Get a lawyer. A lawyer.
That's what Eric
a lawyer
saying.
Will probably pay for some for the testing and all that stuff and take this guy for a lot of money and pay for all your
so
bills
poor.
And all that stuff. So I would do that. Just look up lawyers for mold. I'm telling you, they're out there.
And I don't know where I'll live because I can't go back there.
No, but you can still get compensation.
Yeah,
just get a lawyer. Look, I'm sure there's lawyers that take care of mold infestations. You'll find somebody. And do that. All right, Rochelle.
Actually, this is too big for one person to do on their own.
No, you need a lawyer, a legal team. And they're out there.
Okay. What about having, will I find somewhere to live?
Will you find some place to live? Eric says yes. He's showing me something will appear, and you're going to go, I can't believe this showed up, because I feel like it will be at the price range you want.
Good.
And it will be something really cute.
Excellent.
And adorable that you will want to live in. Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Rochelle. Okay, we're going to take the next caller. Got somebody from the 501 area code. Hello.
The peach cobbler lady.
The peach cobbler. I'm hungry for peach cobbler now. Hello, girl. What's up, darling?
I am doing good. I'm wondering what Eric has to say about Jessica. If I've had several of the energy works done on me and the girls and everything. Is there something, do I need to have a booster for Jessica and Christine or what?
Well, are there any problems?
Jessica's getting anxiety and depression and all that stuff again.
Did she get better at all? Because she might have blocks.
She got better for a while. She got better for a while.
Yeah.
But now she's getting back like she was.
Well, Eric, does she have blocks that need to be cleared? And then the old energy work will flow in and even better, or what?
Well, Eric says it's her extracurricular activities that she's doing that's causing her to regress back.
Ooh, what could those be?
So how old is Jessica?
Jessica's 26. She's playing a lot of games online and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just feel like Eric is just showing me it's her extracurricular activities that's causing her to regress. It's like, you know, it's kind of like she gets her yard mowed and perfectly manicured and edged and weeded and flowers planted, but then she doesn't do anything to maintain it. She goes back to allowing it to the grass to grow up, the weeds to grow up.
And that's just a metaphor.
She's not doing anything to keep it clear. So the work that you have done, he just keeps saying her extracurricular activities.
Well, you know, I can understand that, because let me tell you, when my kids used to binge when they were younger, like adolescents, on video games, they would be so cranky and mean. She's 26 years old, so what can you do? But she needs to know this is causing a mental, possibly a mental aggression problem, and anxiety and depression with her.
Is she on medicine?
A suggestion for the lady that was having problems with her, the young lady that's 20 years old, is castor oil. Ask Eric about castor oil.
Whoa. All right. So Annika's calling.
Because it's one of those cure-all things.
Oh, yeah. It's good for so many things.
What did she say, Liz?
Castor oil.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That
cold
is like...
pressed castor oil.
Cold pressed. Yes. Right.
Yes. That is the miracle thing that I've discovered in the past month. I put that stuff on everything just about. But Eric and Jessica, it's her behavior, something that she's doing to keeping her that way. She's not doing anything to move forward.
Yeah. She's not taking care of her energy. Energy's been repaired, protected, enhanced, but she's not tending to it.
She's not moving forward.
Does she live with you, Donna? Does she live with you?
Yes.
Yeah, because I get that she really knows how to manipulate you.
Mm. Does she pay rent?
Yeah, she does.
Does she pay you rent?
No.
Does she work?
She has, no, she doesn't work because she had real bad migraines.
Oh, my God. Okay. Snatch her video. Snatch the computer away. And give her an ultimatum. You find a job and you pay rent. I mean, you need to be tough love. Otherwise, they never grow. It's really harmful for her. So, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. The analogy of the garden and stuff. She needs to get outside. She needs to get moving.
Yeah.
Eric, she needs to be cleaning house. She needs to be moving. She needs to get
set boundaries. Set boundaries. Here is your chore list. Here's the a lot of times. You're going to live under my roof, and I hate to sound like that, but it's true. They need to grow up. 29, 40 years old. Come on. It's not good for her. And there are things for migraines, things that will last 6 months, you know, that is... My hairstylist has migraines all the time. Doesn't stop her from working. So she's...
No. Nope.
No, she's bullshitting you. All right. Take care of her.
Yeah.
Take a switch.
All right.
Love
y'all.
Migraines.
Oh, yeah. They have all sorts of things. Some that last a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And if she's on birth control pills or whatever, that can make migraines worse. So she needs to use another form of contraception. All right. Bye. God. Oh, tough love, baby. Gosh.
That is
hard. Because you love them so much, and you hate to see them suffer. And some of them can manipulate you into thinking you're evil. And for me, it's really hard. I've been in that before, so trust me. All right, 917 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim. My name is Tim, calling from New York, and I was just seeing if Eric had any tips for me. I'm working on trying to bring in some abundance.
Does your last name start with a B?
Yes, it does.
I know who you are. All right, dude, help him. What should Tim B do? Timmy, as you always call him. He calls you Timmy.
So, tips
for what now? For abundance.
Bring in some abundance, new stuff.
So, Eric says, do you work with people? Because Eric says your persona and stuff when you're around people, it really helps people to feel at ease. So, do you work with people?
I work with people over the phone, but I am a people person. I just haven't been figuring out how to
So
you work with people over the phone because Eric says you just bring ease to them and stuff like that. So Eric also says because of this, I don't know how you feel about selling stuff, and I don't mean going door to door selling toothbrushes. I don't mean that. But just Eric is saying you would do so well in sales because of the way you talk to people. It's like it's magnetic. People want to stay there and listen.
I totally feel that. Maybe real estate. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do with sales and make a bunch of money.
Yes, Eric says yes, and he shows me in sales. Like I said, not selling toothbrushes or anything or vacuum cleaners, but in sales of some sort, because people will just want to purchase from you just because you make them feel, you create a space where they feel comfortable.
Yeah,
so
look
for something
trust,
in sales that you would like to sell. And like Elisa said, real estate, that is something you can do. You don't have to be the high-end realtor. You could just do it within your vicinity. You could do it in the apartments. Where do you say you live?
New York.
There's a lot that you, a lot of stuff going on with that you could do. But Eric says you would do really well at that, and you can do that on your own time. Like, you can set the hours of when you want to do it.
Yeah, Eric, help Kenny.
Okay.
Help nudge him in the right directions, but I feel that, like, he is feel a calming influence from you. I do.
Yeah.
I want to buy whatever you're selling, Timmy, for real.
Okay. Sales. I will look into that. Thank you so very much. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Don't think about sales as the usual thing that people say, oh, no way. Yeah, there's all sorts of things. Like my son, one of my son-in-laws is like, wants to sell Astros memorabilia because he loves the Astros. So there's things you can do connected to whatever you love. That's really important, you know?
Absolutely. I know of a teacher who is a travel agent.
Yeah.
And she mainly does that for Disney World because she's in love with Disney World. Aww. She goes every year. I'm telling you, that woman makes more money doing that than she does a school teacher.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, do what you love, baby. Do what you love. All right, Timmy. Eric, you help Timmy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Eric says he loves you, Timmy.
Oh,
Eric says he loves
you. I feel that. He doesn't give people nicknames very often, but when I did scalar work on him, he insisted I call him Timmy. Timmy B. That's cute. It is cute.
Hello?
And there's Pammy, I know. All right, so we got somebody from the 860 area. Hi there, how you doing?
Good. So I don't want to get into the details because I know it's coming to the end of the show, but in the sense I'm going through a lot of conflict with my family, with my sister and my mom, and I just was wondering, do you see it just basically tapering off? It's crazy.
What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
What's your first name? You probably already said it, but I didn't hear it.
I don't want to get into the details. That's not even the problem. I just want to know if it's going to taper off.
Well, you might need a first name. I don't know, or first initial or two initials.
It's P and then H.
P-H, okay.
That's your initials?
P-H, Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's her initials, P-H?
Yeah. Believe me, your family's probably not listening to this, okay?
So Eric tells me this is going to work its way out because I just feel like there's, what Eric is saying, there's a lot of, I'm going to just say it the way he's telling me. He doesn't like it when I sugarcoat his words that much because there's a lot of bullshit going on, and that's going to come out into the open, and it's going to clear everything up because I feel like there's a lot of gossip going on in there. And it's like it's a he said, she said. So it's just going to come up, and the truth is going to come out, and it's going to clear itself out.
Okay, when do you feel that happening? Like, this is on and on. I'm just done.
Oh, God.
Well, the best thing for you to do while this is going on is to step aside and let them play that with themselves. But Eric says I feel like it's going to unfold sometime. He's showing me. Like, maybe around June, I feel like something could come about.
Good. Leave them to their own devices.
Don't play in that mess, though, with them, though.
Yeah, don't let them triangulate you or draw you in.
I'm sure Eric can feel me. I am so not involved. I'm just constantly stepping away from this. This is insane. It's just like, you kidding? Are you kidding? And it was just when you think you got over one hump, it's like it's more mountains, more crazy drama, and you're like, oh my God, I just need to go. And I do, I leave. I check out. I literally check out.
Ignore them. Say, hey, that's your problem, man. Leave me alone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just going to come to a head.
Okay, I got to close. Y'all, thank you, Denise Ramon. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, listeners. I love you all. And this will be on YouTube soon. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
In the episode.